Before we take a look at the word today, I think it's worthwhile thinking a little bit about having a Mass at this time of day. Since usually we have Mass in the morning, and in the morning our mind is not yet filled with the experiences of the day, just a few experiences, and so we can focus very easily on the word. But at the end of the day, we've already been doing things all day long. I assume that's been your experience too. And so those things color our interpretation or our pondering of the word. And that's fine, because that's how we are. I think St. Francis de Sales would be very understanding of people whose various experiences have to be incorporated into their spiritual life. He's famous for saying that a working man cannot have the same pattern of prayer and devotion as a monk. A contemplative doesn't have the same requirements as a young mother, and all the different variety of states of life and obligations and occupations. Okay. Well, in my case, of course, I was in Makati this morning, all morning, participating in a seminar in training some of the fourth-year theologian seminarians on pastoral accompaniment of people with same-sex attractions, which is it's a big, big topic. And in order to speak about it, I was one of the speakers, I have to immerse myself in the complexities of it, and so I still have it in my mind. Anyway, let's turn to today's gospel, especially today's gospel. This is the culmination of chapter 3, Mark chapter 3. It culminates with this statement, this extraordinary statement, the last line I just read: whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. It's just an awesome thing to say, or a crazy thing to say. So I want to put it in the context of the third chapter. Remember, earlier in the chapter, Jesus called the 12. We read about that last Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday. He called the 12, and very deliberately 12, because there's 12 tribes, and he's gathering the new community of God, the new family. So already there's a clue here about who's in the family. It's not only the 12 tribes, but the 12 apostles of the Lamb and those who follow him. And then we have the accusation that Jesus is out of his mind, which is obviously false. You know, you've known people have been out of their minds. They say things that don't make any sense. They say things that are coherent in a verbal way, like, I just had lunch with my mother yesterday, but they don't make any sense because that person's mother died 50 years ago. You say, well, that's dementia, or mental illness. So people who are out of their minds do things that don't make any sense. And Jesus doesn't do that. Then there was the accusation we read about yesterday, again, just working our way through chapter 3 of Mark, that he's possessed by the prince of demons. He's a possessed man, and that his power to heal and drive out demons comes from the devil, which is also obviously not true. And Jesus exposed the illogic of such a statement and the evil of such a conclusion. Evil people do evil things. People who are under control of the devil do violent things to themselves and others, destructive, divisive. So he's not any of those. And then along comes Mary, along with some other relatives known as the brothers and sisters. And they want to see Jesus, naturally. Everybody does. And then Jesus takes the opportunity to say something which we have to conclude is not the result of a person who's out of his mind, is not the result of a person who's evil or who's possessed by evil. So when he says, who is my mother and my brother? Who is my mother? Well, that's the kind of question that a crazy person would say. Who's my mother? Crazy people say, well, my mother was Cleopatra, or Queen Elizabeth. Or I mean, that's crazy. People out of their minds say weird things about who their mother is. That's not what Jesus is doing. So we put that out of our mind. And then he's not saying something evil. He's not violating the fourth commandment, which is honor your father and your mother. He's not excluding Mary from the circle of his disciples, because that would be an evil thing to do, and we already concluded he's not evil. So instead of being out of his mind or evil, he's saying something quite profound here. A new definition of family, a new definition of the family relationships. Now, to think about this, I go back to my experience this morning, aside from sitting in traffic for 3 hours, but and experiencing the hustle and the bustle of Makati and all that. But part of the difficulty in dealing with pastoral care of people with same-sex attraction, people who experience homosexual attractions, part of the difficulty is the old school mentality that rejected these people as evil because they do evil things, and contrasting that with the modern idea that there's nothing wrong with that at all, and just let them be who they are and love who they want to love and live with whoever they want to live with. So there's these two extremes, and the church doesn't buy into either of those. There's this pastoral way of acknowledging the dignity of a person and rejecting the evil of sin. Both. And that's true of everybody. I mean, the funny thing is, this is exactly the same approach that the church takes to every one of us. Affirmation of the dignity of the person. We're children of God. We're made in his image and likeness. And we should not sin. The call, the first word of Jesus, we saw this on Sunday, is repent. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. So we get this principle that's a well-known Catholic principle in Catholic theology and spirituality. They call it the both and principle, both and. We don't have to choose one or the other. You don't have to say either you're condemned or you're perfect. You say, well, no, both. You're both condemned by the fact that you're a sinner, and you're perfect in the sense that you are a member of the body of Christ. You don't have to say either follow reason or follow faith. You follow both. You don't have to say that the kingdom of God is here or it's not here. It's both. It's here, but it's coming. And there's all kinds of things like this. So here we can apply that principle to the statement of Jesus about his mother. We should not say that if his mother and his brothers and sisters are in this circle of disciples, that woman out there is not his mother. We don't have to have one or the other. If that's his mother, this is not his mother. No, it's both. It's both. You see, the brilliance of this is to expand the idea of motherhood to a spiritual capacity. It's kind of a revolution, in fact. It explodes our minds to think that we are somehow Jesus' mother. I remember St. Augustine says this. How can anyone say that we are his mother? He said, well, I would much rather say that and agree with Jesus than say that you can't be his mother and disagree with Jesus. So I'm just paraphrasing what he says. But Jesus himself says, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Is Mary his mother? Yes. She gave birth to him. Does Mary do the will of God? Yes, better than any of us. So she's mother by both criteria, both and. We are not his mother by the first criteria, physical generation. We don't give birth to Jesus in a physical way or carry him in our womb. In fact, men, we don't even have a womb. So forget about it. But Jesus expands this life carrying, life nurturing, life bearing capacity to everyone who does the will of God, meaning of the Father. And that's just an extraordinary thing to say and to reflect on. We are incorporated into this bigger family, this spiritual family, this divine family, God's family. Part of the new family, and we're brought into it by extraordinary gift of grace, by baptism. Now we can, by sin, exclude ourselves from that grace. But it's clear that it's God's plan to include us. He wants us in the family, even though we're sinners, even though we're not worthy. That's not the criteria. The criteria is, it's my will that you be in the family. Your job is to do the will of God. And if you do the will of God, well then, you're in the family. You're the brothers, you're the sisters, you're the mother. Now, brother and sister is kind of easy because we're all brothers and sisters and we get that. We're all children of the one Father. It's the motherhood that is mind-blowing. We have a participation in giving life to others. It's a spiritual motherhood. Now, we see it most clearly in the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she's the spiritual mother of all of us. She represents the church as our mother. But we are the church, and we have this privilege and responsibility to give Jesus' life to others. How? In every possible way. That goes back to St. Francis de Sales again. St. Francis de Sales would say, don't box yourself into someone else's definition of holiness or of devotion. Do it the way God has set it up for you. Be faithful to God. Do God's will. If you're a homemaker, do God's will at home. If you're working in the business world, do God's will in the business world. I had this experience this morning of passing by all these construction projects. And, you know, the building, oh, gosh, everywhere. And then this elevated train project that's just tying up all the traffic. And I said, well, all of these projects, if people are doing God's will, are fulfilling their call to holiness. And all these motorcycle drivers, there's got to be about 100,000 of them at every street corner. I said, well, okay, these are all God's children. And if they're doing the will of God, which probably most of them are, because they're fulfilling their responsibility to find a livelihood and support their families, well, okay, they're the brothers and sisters and the mother of Jesus Christ. We ourselves, now we're just sitting here, most of you I think are retired or semi-retired, and you're not raising young children for the most part, but so you still have big responsibilities because you are called to be the brother, the sister, and the mother of Jesus Christ. We all are. So whether it's in work, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in sacrifice, whether it's in service, whatever it is, if that's the will of God right now, then we're the mother of Christ. Extraordinary thing to reflect on, and a beautiful gift.